You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora from T-Storm in Chicago is here to take up the weather forecast. Mike, I'd like to start in South America. There's been a lot of talk about the second crop corn in Brazil. I know you've been watching it closely.
Well, we certainly have over here at T-Storm Weather. The big issue has been the lack of rain since late March. Most areas were much drier than normal and also much drier than 1 year ago. 1 year ago being important because that's kind of our best measuring stick for yields. We know what happened last year. We know how the second crop corn turned out last year, and we know how to compare that to what's going on this year. Now, as noted, it has been much drier and also much warmer than 1 year ago from late March through now. One thing that has changed, though, and we should note this, is that there was a significant rain over the last couple of days across the southern 30% of corn or so. So Paraná and southern Mato Grosso do Sul did see a pretty big rain. But here's the catch. Even after adding in that rain, as we look at this entire period of late March through the end of April, most locations were still drier to locally much drier than 1 year ago. But the true heart of dryness is actually further to the north in the states of Goiás and Mato Grosso. These two states alone account for about 52% of winter corn production, and they really did not see much in the way of rain over the last few days. They've seen very little in the way of rain over the last 3 to 4 to 5 weeks, depending on your exact location. And probably the most important thing is that there's no rain coming up. The dry season typically begins about now. It can begin a little bit earlier than now. It can begin a little bit later. Last year, it began later. Most areas last year saw around 4 to 6 inches of rain in these two key states of Goiás and Mato Grosso. Again, no rain coming up over the next 2 weeks. There really wasn't any rain this week. And you put all this together, and it's just hard to drop a scenario where second crop corn gets out of this situation. So we expect that there will be yield losses in Brazil, locally significant, with the main uncertainty being how did the rain over the last few days help out that southern crop? Because leading into that period, things weren't looking too great there either.
Turn your attention to Argentina on the subject of rainfall. They've had a lot, though it appears it's dried out for them to finish harvest there for soybeans.
It has dried out, but the unusual thing is how cool it's been. Temperatures were averaging around 20 degrees below normal across the entire growing belt over the last couple of days. This cool period lasts for about 2 more days. Then things start to warm up Saturday and Sunday. We get into next week. Temperatures near normal with highs in the 70s, maybe even some 80s, and dry weather. But there will be a weak system moving through next weekend, about 7 to 10 days from now. That'll produce some light rain. We're not looking for anything major, but you know, we really want to see completely dry weather. I recall their soybean area has been the wettest since before 1980, and that's a pretty big statistic.
And finally, your thoughts on the growing season in the United States.
Well, the U.S. is a little bit of a mix. We've seen some good planting conditions over the last couple of weeks, and we know that corn planting is much further ahead of schedule than normal. It's slowing down now because of the rain we've seen and the cool temperatures. We will see more rain this weekend and pretty widespread coverage of that, 1 to 2 inches in most areas. Then we dry out next week for the most part, despite a few showers here and there, but it remains cool until later next week, at which time another rain follows. So all in all, not the best situation, not the worst situation, just kind of a mixed planting outlook for the U.S., with the main thing to watch, the next system coming in around May 8th to 10th.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd.